They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises.
Hey guys, Keisha here for iWatchMike, and today we have a very, very special guest. You guys know him as Tommy Egan from the hit star show Power. It's Joseph Sikora. Now, before we even get into that awesome interview, I do have to send out my congratulations to the entire cast because they have been renewed for 2 more seasons. So you'll get to see more drama, more suspense, and more just overall great people on the screen. So congratulations to that cast, and here we go.
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
I'm excellent. And yourself?
Very, very well on this gloomy Friday.
Oh, boy, it is such a gorgeous day in New York City.
No way. Awesome. Well, I hope that quick change in weather sort of follows what happens in the show, because it's kind of a gloomy time for Tommy right now.
Well, it's a very stressful time for Tommy. We have so many issues at hand. He's never been under this kind of pressure with this many perspective new problems and things to solve. He has to wear a lot of hats, and he has to balance a lot of things.
Yes, he's becoming an expert hat holder, and last episode was especially crazy because he didn't pull the trigger.
He had every intention to do it, too. Yeah, he couldn't. And it really surprised him, because I think he thought in his mind, I'm a gangster, I'll kill anybody, even my own brother, this guy, because he felt that his loyalty was more to the streets than to anything else, any other person, obviously more than his mother, his true family, and then his blood family, rather, and then his family of Ghost and Tasha. He felt, hey, I've kicked these guys out, I don't want nothing to do with these people, so I feel like I can take care of business. He broke the rules of the street, I can enforce them, and he found out that he couldn't, actually, that his love for Ghost ran deeper than even he knew.
Yeah. And the big question is, will he eventually? Is Tommy going to be pulling a trigger, any trigger?
Tommy always has his finger on the trigger, because if you're soft, you're lost. So Tommy's got to make sure that he always comes to every situation hard and expecting to win the situation. Tommy realizes that this is the world that he lives in. Tommy is okay with the world that he lives in, and that's why he wants to stay in that world. He plays by those rules, and he enforces those rules. So that makes him a very dangerous man. A lot of people exist within the bounds of these environments, not truly coming to terms with all of the possible outcomes. And Tommy is okay with all the possible outcomes, which makes him very, very dangerous. And it's not so much that Tommy doesn't fear death or does fear death. He just knows that it's part of the game. And so that makes other people that, you know, once it comes time and there's a gun in their face, they're crying. That's not Tommy. Tommy will take it, you know, when death comes, Tommy will take it on the chin.
Yeah, he has a very practical worldview. I think.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, he is practical. And sometimes this non-overthinking of a situation is every bit as good as trying to overthink or over-finesse a situation. Tommy sees A and gets from A to Z, even if he doesn't have to jump on every letter in between, whereas Ghost is far more finessed of the game. But I think that we will see, and we have already seen, that Tommy is actually using all the parts that he learned from Kanan and more of the parts that he learned from Ghost. So he's not only one thing or the other thing. He's actually a combination of both.
Yeah. And now, we're throwing back in what I like to call the dream team, in that Tommy and Tasha mm-hmm. appear to be joining forces. Can you talk a little bit more about their relationship? Because I always find them fascinating together.
Well, I think Tommy, I've also really loved working with Naturi Naughton, because I had two brothers growing up, and I still have two brothers. And I've never had a sister, so really kind of having this sister relationship with Tasha through the character of Tommy, I really enjoyed developing that relationship. And I think that that's apparent on screen, that, you know, I really enjoyed being with Missouri, and I think we enjoyed being together. So to get us back together, working together, it's been a real, you know, real fun situation. And also in the way that we see that Holly's intentions are to manipulate, I mean, wonderfully played by the fabulous Lucy Walters, her intentions are to manipulate Tasha, whereas Tommy is, even though Holly has said that, he doesn't, he's still like, you know, almost beyond him, because he's just falling back into a rhythm that he's known for so many years. Tasha's just taking her place back as in the same way of cleaning the money as she has when it was Tommy and Ghost for so many years. So she's just going back to a role that's very familiar to Tommy.
Yeah, and it's going to be so much. I hope they team up throughout the season. I'm not sure how long it's going to last, but I'm super excited. But I have noticed something throughout seasons one and two, is that Tommy eats a lot.
No. Tommy eats a lot. He's a food fanatic.
Yes, he is. But now, whose idea was that? Was it yours or Courtney's? Or another screenwriter?
Definitely, I think it was definitely a bit of a combination. They had, you know, just a couple of regular scenes where Tommy was eating, but while I was eating, I decided I'm just going to go for it. I'm really going to eat, and I'm actually going to eat a lot. And so I think that that became funny, and through that, they had Tommy eating more, and then Tommy eating more stuff, and of course I would really eat all of this stuff, which eventually led to, I think, a pretty funny and really well-utilized storytelling tool of the Tommy eating montage in episode one.
That's great. Now, how much are you eating during a given scene? Because you have to film these things for a while.
Probably more than actors should. So I don't eat breakfast if I'm going to have an eating scene. I really do eat most of the food that I have. I mean, every now and again there'll be a spit cup, but as you notice, most of the time I'll eat and swallow during the scene. Which means that every time we do that take from every angle, I have to eat and swallow. So it's a lot of food. It ends up being a lot of food.
So you could be a competitive eater is what I'm getting at. That's what I'm...
I can eat a lot. Just like my mother said to my wife when she was my girlfriend, Joey loves to eat. And then my wife raised her eyebrows like, oh boy, I hope he's able to keep that physique for more years.
Now, getting back to the relationship between Jamie and Tommy, well, Jamie / Ghost, can it be fixed? Do you think they'll ever get back together?
Well, I've said this quote before in a different interview, so to recycle it a little bit, what I think is very poignant is there's an old Eastern expression that says a man can never cross a river twice, for it is not the same river, nor is he the same man. And I think that that's very apropos for the relationship between Tommy and Ghost, that can it ever be saved? Can it be like how it was? No, it can't. It's done. It's gone. Can it, a different relationship that brings in the past of these two men who are brothers, even more brothers than most brothers, can a new relationship happen? Maybe.
Well, we'll have to see how that ends. I know you can't spoil the whole thing because he's got this whole, you know, Lobos thing looming over his head. He has to kill Ghost, so who knows how that's going to turn out, right?
But we just saw that. What's the champion? I mean, we're learning more and more that the champion is not the title of the show. When people go for power, when people try to strive strictly for power, they fail. When people end up acting out of love, they win. But there's all the complications between that. And I think that there is no greater love in the show, to quote that Miles Davis, no greater love, great chess.
Yeah.
there is no greater love in the show than the love between these two brothers. That it really is the, you know, the theme of the show is this brotherly love, these two men, the love relationship between these two men, which is, makes the show unique. It makes it something that we don't, you know, that's the unique part of the show on television.
Well, with that said, what's in store for Tommy for the rest of the season, and how does Holly play into that?
Well, Holly is his ride or die. I mean, she's in it for the long haul. She's in it for, she's basically committed herself forever. She's wearing Tommy's ring. She's committed herself to him. We'll see, you know, we'll just see how all of that plays out and what her part ultimately will be. Because obviously Ghost isn't going to be happy with that, but Ghost isn't part of the picture. So, he's going to have to, he's got a lot of things to balance. There's going to, you know, Tommy has been given an impossible task as it is right now, as we've just seen that he is right now, he's not able to kill Ghost. So he has to either outsource to kill Ghost. He either has to get over this fear and have his relationship with Holly end up being the main thing. But he's going to be using every ounce of his mental capacity and his will to figure this situation out and to more than graduate, but really have a true catharsis of personality to become the boss he needs to be if he's going to survive.
If he survives. Fingers crossed that he does survive, because I know I love him and a lot of us love Tommy. And gosh, you can't imagine the show without Tommy. So he has to survive.
Yeah.
I'm writing that right now.
Well,
Courtney.
All right. please, your lips to God's ears, I'm telling you.
Oh, and then just to get to you for a little bit, I want to know, what are you watching on TV right now?
Well, I was so disappointed when they canceled The Nick, and then I was even more disappointed when they canceled Vinyl. I loved those two shows. I know they're on a competitive network, but I, Cinemax and HBO, but, you know, I don't mind. That's what I was watching. And I'm also, in terms of my own network, the shows I love is I really loved The Girlfriend Experience. I thought it was great. You know, half hour shows,
yeah.
I banged it out. That was my binge watching. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a fan of Black Sails. Also like Outlander, but I think Survivor's Remorse is really a breakout series.
Thank you. That show's so good.
It gets better and better, and I just think that entire cast is such a cohesive cast as well that I feel like that's our sister show.
Yeah, it really.
You know,
yeah,
they follow us. They follow us. We're a great lead in. So you know, when you come for Power, stick around for Survivor's Remorse if you want a real treat.
Yes, and that will be Sunday nights, guys. Sunday nights, starting at
Sunday
9
nights, and Jesse. I just feel like Jesse just keeps getting better and better at Survivor's Remorse. You know what I mean? Just more intense and more range of emotion, and you know, and he's a great person too.
Yes, and he was great in Independence Day Resurgence. So, going to movies. What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
Jungle Book, Disney's Jungle Book. If you can believe it, I saw it by myself in Atlanta while I was filming the remake of Jacob's Ladder, starring Michael Ealy and Jesse Williams. And I was in Atlanta. I just saw it by myself, just 3D. I just loved the cartoon, so it was wonderful. I was by myself, and I got a popcorn and a Diet Coke. I know. There was maybe 12 of us there because it was in the middle of the day. And, you know, on the outskirts of Atlanta, so it was pretty fun. But I'm going to see The Secret Life of Pets this afternoon with my wife.
Yes, you have to. I heard it's really good and really funny, and Kevin Hart's in it too, so definitely something.
And I love Louis C.K. Louis C.K. is pretty fabulous.
All right, and then just to wrap things up, because Anika is coming next week, and
mm-hmm.
I hear that she's going to be awesome in it. What can you tell us about the next episode?
As always, well, Anika's in it, and she is awesome, as you would expect. She's, you know, just such a fantastic actor that she's able to, really dive into this role and be a great part with a seamless part right into this world of Power that everybody knows and loves, and there will not be a hiccup in her performance, and she's very intense, and she does it, you know, just a fantastic job.
Can't wait to see. Did she sing on set, by the way? She's a great singer.
Not that I know of, but I didn't spend a heck of a lot of time with her on set. Our worlds have not collided this early in the season, But I wish that she, and you know how, what a wonderful single Notori is as well. I mean, Notori has got a voice on her too, so maybe they'll do a little duet.
Who knows? You never know. That would be something awesome to see.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Joseph. It was such a pleasure. And where can
always
we find
you
on the
thank
interweb?
Thank you so much. Interweb, please follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want me to talk back to you, follow me on Twitter because I answer a huge amount of people back. I feel like I'm pretty active on it. And my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook fan page are all the same. Joseph Sikora 4, that's JOSEPHSIKORA, the number 4. And you'll find me. And they're all verified pages.
Yep, you heard it from the man himself. Thank you, Joseph Sikora. And check out Power Sunday Nights on Stars at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Boom.